Another example was in Kinshasa. We had an officer, seemed to be a solid officer. He was highly respected. The chief of station would introduce him with a certain gusto. This is our man. And he was the police liaison officer, brought out because he had experience in Latin America and knew how to work with the police. And I went to lunch with him, and I was saying, what goes on? Because we knew there was brutality in the police headquarters. And, you know, what really goes on inside there? And he kind of shuddered and shrugged and said, you don't want to ask. And I, working from a position of feeling like a good person who was gathering intelligence, who was playing it by decent human standards, presumed the same qualities into this man. There was another one in Kampala, identical statements to me, and an identical conclusion by me. I didn't know at that time. It was before it had been broken to the public. We're talking about 1970, 71, about the Office of Public Safety program, in which they had the CIA, including apparently this guy had served in Latin America, had worked with the police to teach the techniques of torture. So while I was visualizing a situation where this guy had a very stressful job because he had to go in and out of a police station that included brutality that he could do nothing about, the truth was he was part of the CIA's torture training program, teaching them the techniques of torture. And a case of compartmentation keeping me from reaching the full conclusion, which obviously might very well have affected my attitude towards him and us and what we were doing.